Yes.
In the past, I've known many departments report that in particular, there may be something in the education code that prevents them from doing something efficiently, effectively, or it would help cut costs, or it helps create costs. Is there anything that you've identified in food services, particularly in state law, that if changed could help you operate more cost effectively?
That's an interesting question. Yes, for instance, with respect to provision 2, right now current law requires that in the base year of provision 2, that all of the students, regardless of their income or family income, are able to receive a meal at no cost. So there is no incentive for the parents to submit a free or reduced meal application. And then subsequent years, we have to use the mix of eligibility, so the number of free, the number of reduced, and number paid, in terms of requesting reimbursement. So theoretically, if we receive 20% fewer applications than we should, then our eligibility or our reimbursements would be lower than they should be. If you look at the page where you see the revenue sources, and let's look at lunch, for instance. We're reimbursed for free lunch from the federal folks for $2.21, and then an additional 13 cents for the state, so that's $2.34. But let's say a child does not submit an application and therefore we don't certify the eligibility as free. They fall in the paid category. So we would be reimbursed at the paid level, which would be 23 cents per child. So that is a loss of $2.11 per meal.
So ever asked for a legislative change or gone to the state Board of Education and asked for a waiver if it is under state ed code?
Well, these are federal laws. Okay. And yes, I did bring that forward to the federal folks, in fact, for this reauthorization, but I seem to be kind of out there alone on this issue. It's something that what we'd like to see is we'd like to see them change the law so that we collect applications during the base year and students participate at the level that they're certified for, and then subsequent years we should be at the level of reimbursement that we need to be.
Okay. What was the specific area that you were looking at for the waiver, please?
It's federal law.
No. Okay. I mean, well, we're looking perhaps for some changes, and so is the California School Boards Association, mm-hmm. and the Department of Agriculture's reauthorization mm-hmm. on the meal program, right? Mm-hmm.